We made national news for something that happened at Windy City Smokeout, and I'm not sure it's a good thing.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Have you ever thrown anything on stage at an artist?
No, I never have. No. I don't think I've been close enough to throw anything on stage.
That's fair. I don't think that I know anybody that has. Although, yeah, we did make some interesting national news this weekend at Windy City Smokeout. I don't know if you've seen this picture yet. It's on our Instagram of the girl that apparently threw the sticky boobs at Bradley Green.
Wow.
Yep. And he decided to pick it up and hold it up for everybody to see, or the pasty, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that would be cool to make national news for, but that was one of them. I don't know who did it, though. Have you seen this picture yet?
I have not. No, I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram right now. So if you search The Scotty K Show, you'll find it. Search The Scotty K Show on Instagram. What's the end game with that, you think?
The end game?
What do we throw? We're throwing up there hoping what happens.
I would guess you'd hope that he would see it and know that he would then know that you're braless. But I think worst case scenario, it could get stuck to his forehead.
That is a good point. It could get stuck to his forehead, which is pretty funny.
That could be good news.
Yeah, no kidding. And then what? Like, he just knows that you got sweaty. You're just sweaty free swinging?
I guess. I have no idea.
Yeah, me either. I've never met anybody that actually threw a bra or underwear up on stage at anybody. And for me, it's one of those things you only see that happens on the internet. Now I'm like, oh my God, we were there and that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad's a drummer in a band, and I'm pretty sure in their prime years, they probably got those tossed at them too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an 80s, 90s thing, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it. I wonder if anybody's done that since 2010.
Probably not. No. I would say that underwear and bras are probably too expensive to just take off and give away for free.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. I want to do this. What would be something that would actually impress you, ladies? Like, let's say you were performing on stage and a guy wanted to throw something that impressed you, right? Not underwear or something like that, but what if I threw a good credit score up on stage? Like, that's good. That would impress you, right? What would you want a guy to throw to you that you think would be impressive? Like that. 312-946-4995. I like this one. 6311 said, throw your mom's number. She'll tell the real story about you. Hilarious. I love that. Call mama. She'll rat you out. Mike, what do you think?
I would throw a recipe that doesn't involve defrosting frozen vegetables.
That's really funny. I also feel attacked. I'm all about those steamer bags. Like, you just throw them in the microwave as opposed to trying to steam and clean and cut fresh vegetables. But I guess that's what makes sense. Thanks. Evan, what do you think would be the equivalent to throw to women that they might actually be impressed by?
So I would throw underwear, but they'd have to be super clean, well taken care of, no holes, no skid marks.
Oh my God.
And they'd be folded.
And they're folded.
Yeah, that way it shows, oh, I'm a clean guy. I take care of myself and I do my own laundry.
Evan, you are a legend. Do you live that bidet life too or what, man?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you, the bidet life, it changed my... I was resistant to it for a while, and then, listen, it's the best thing you'll ever do. Hop on the bidet life. Thanks, Evan. All right, Bridget, as a woman, what would impress you if a guy threw it on stage?
Oh, gosh, if you could throw your car insurance premium at me...
What?
That would,
What do you mean?
I mean, really, talk about adulting. No, it tells me that you live in a safe neighborhood.
Okay.
You're a good driver.
What?
It just tells me actually quite a few things about...
So are you saying if my car insurance is high, I probably have a lot of tickets and don't live in a safe neighborhood?
Exactly.
What if I just have a really expensive car? But I can't let you... So you can tell all of that by someone's just insurance premium, huh, girls?
Babe, we play chess.
And I'm just a little pawn. I get it. Strawberry.